You're listening to The Marketing Guide with me, your host, Laura O'Mahony, an online marketing educator, mother of boys, and pizza lover. This is the podcast that helps make marketing simple for small business owners and entrepreneurs. Each week, we bring you bite-sized, actionable tips, strategies, and hacks to help grow your business online. If you're ready to do the work and grow your online presence and stand out in a crowded space, then you're in the right place. Now it's time to jump into today's episode, so let's get going. Enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to episode 23 of The Marketing Guide with me, your host, Laura O'Mahony. First off, I just want to say thank you to everybody that has left a rating and a review on iTunes and on the other platforms as well. I really, really appreciate them. And I didn't actually notice when I was clicking on the link for some reason, it was only showing two reviews. And then when I went in last week, I saw there was eight reviews there. So I really, really appreciate everybody that's taken the time to leave a review there. So I'm just going to read out one of them really quickly, and then I'll read the rest on each week's show as we go along, and just give everybody a shout out. So we have at Lee Farm, L-E-A-G-H underscore farm, says, really useful tips. Loving the podcast. So many really great little tips and tricks. Lots of free tools mentioned for small businesses also. Well worth a listen. And that's from Billy Joe at Lee Farm. So thanks so much for leaving that review. I really, really appreciate it. And it does help get the podcast out to more people, and it helps with my iTunes ratings. So I really appreciate you doing that. Thanks so much. So today's episode is brought to you by Flowdesk, which is my go-to email marketing solution. So with Flowdesk, they're stunning templates, and you can create emails that people actually love to get in their inbox. So if you want to try it out for yourself and get a 30-day credit card free trial, all you have to do is click the link in the show notes below. So let's get going with today's episode then. So as promised in last week's episode, this week we said we would talk about, actually said it in a future episode, but I decided to do it this week, talking about your ideal client avatar. So if you've listened to previous episodes of the podcast, you will have heard me talking about your ideal customer avatar or your ideal customer profile. It has a number of different names, but they're the ones that I use. So I'm going to go into a bit of detail today about how you can define your ideal customer avatar, different ways you know, that having your ideal customer avatar can help your business online, and why you need it really. So the first thing is that you really do need to learn who your ideal customer is. So understanding your ideal customer, it's key to growing on any social media platform, but growing your business as well. An ideal customer avatar, it focuses on one single ideal customer, and it outlines everything about them. So by clarifying who your ideal customer persona or customer avatar is, then you can clarify the message and create content that is made just 100% for them. You'll see why later that it's important to just have one person that you're focusing on. It doesn't have to be a real person, but it can be a real person as well. So this would be one of the first exercises I would do with any of my coaching clients. I would go through and define who their ideal customer is, because if you don't know who you're talking to, you're just putting stuff out into the ether and you don't know if it's working or not. Okay, so the formula for success on any really social media platform is having your account plus knowing exactly who your ideal customer is, having content that is made just for them, and that turns into paying customers. So that is my little cheeky formula for success on Instagram. So let's find out then, what is an ideal customer avatar? So your ideal customer avatar is made up of one single ideal customer. So if you're struggling to connect with your audience, it's more likely because there's a separation between who you think you're selling to and who your actual customer avatar is. So in order to understand how to use the right words, how to go to the right places to promote, how to define your pricing, you have to know exactly who your ideal customer is. So your ideal customer avatar is made up of one single ideal customer. Now, however, if you do have a business that has, say, two separate areas in it or three separate areas, you may have an ideal customer for each of those different areas. So I know some businesses have, like, I'm just thinking of a particular beauty brand that I know that they have a salon, and then they have like a whole online store. So you may have an ideal customer for your online store, and you may have an ideal customer for the person that's coming into the salon. That's okay too. So if you're struggling to connect with them, as I said, it's more likely because that separation is there. So you need to have clear messaging and know exactly who you're talking to. That's the key to success on social, but also in any of your marketing efforts. So by understanding who your ideal customer is, you can then refine your messaging and your offering for them, rather than using the stick it and see method, where it just doesn't appeal to anybody and you're not going to attract your ideal customers. So what are the benefits then of defining your ideal customer avatar? So the first one is that you attract more of your ideal customers and clients. So your ideal customers or clients are the people that will willingly pay for your services or your products. They don't think twice about it. They're people that are, you know, just made for your brand. So you're going to attract more of them by defining who they are and knowing exactly who they are. The next thing is that you can create targeted social media content. So you can create content that speaks exactly to who they are. You can create content using memes and quotes and different things that really, when they look at it and they read it and say, oh, that's me to a T, or was that written for me? So by defining your ideal customer avatar, you can create content that is exactly like that. The next thing then is that you can create offers and packages that speak to their needs. So by knowing exactly what they need and what their struggles are, you can create those offers and packages that speak to their needs. The next thing is you're able to get laser focused on what their needs, wants and desires are. So you know exactly what they're looking for. When they come onto Instagram or when they come onto any social media platform, or they open up your newsletter, you know what their struggles are, you know what their needs are, you know what they want, and you know what they're looking for. The next thing then is that you can connect with them on their level. So more often than not, your ideal customer avatar is, you know, it's a version of yourself. A lot of the times it'll be, you know, somebody who you really relate to and that you have things in common with. But by defining exactly who they are and what their interests and their hobbies and all that kind of things are, you'll be able to connect with them on their level and create content that, you know, speaks to them on whatever level they're on. The last thing then is that you attract the right type of person. So knowing exactly who you're trying to attract is key to attracting that type of person, if that makes sense. So you need to really get clear on who you serve. So you need to define what the problems that your ideal customer avatar has as it relates to your business or your service. You need to define what problems you help solve then. So what do you do? Go back to the beauty industry. Are you somebody that helps people feel and look better? Do you help, you know, clear someone's skin? Do you help with acne if somebody has a problem with acne? Do you help with, you know, dermatitis, those kind of skin problems? What are the problems that you solve? So you might think, this was one that I would have struggled with back in the early days when I first started working in marketing. I would have always kind of said, what is the problem that I solve? And I would have found it difficult. So if you have a business and you're wondering, I don't know what problems I solve, Laura, what, I don't know what you're talking about, pop me a DM on Instagram and I will help, you know, kind of clarify that for you. So the next thing is that you need to learn what their struggles, their fears and their frustrations are. So if they are somebody, say, that has acne, what are their fears or their frustrations? Are they worried about what people will think when they see their skin? Are they frustrated because they can't get a hold on, you know, getting their skin cleared up? Are they, you know, struggling with self-confidence, inner belief, that kind of thing? So really, really nailing down and defining what that person really, what their inner struggles are and their inner fears and their inner frustrations. And next, you need to understand what matters to them. So what are the things that are important to them? Is it their family, their friends? Is it going out? Is it, you know, their job, their career, all that kind of thing? So they are the things that you need to do to get clear on who exactly you're serving. So I'm going to give you a little tip. This is something that I would use all the time and I find it really, really good. So if you do have a good idea of who that ideal customer is and you're thinking of somebody in your head right now and you're saying they are my perfect ideal customer or client, what you need to do is find out what kind of Facebook groups that they hang out in and start searching in those groups. So go on and join maybe 4 or 5 groups and start searching for terms relating to your niche within those groups, and then see what words they're using to describe their problems or describe, you know, their struggles or their fears or their worries, that kind of thing. And then you can use those words in your marketing efforts, so in your Instagram posts, in your website, that kind of thing. So then you know that that content is going to be ideal or going to be appealing to your ideal client or ideal customer. So what I would do is I would pop into a Facebook group and I would search for the term maybe email marketing. When I was doing the podcast on email marketing, that's what I would have done, and seen, looked at all the different questions that people were asking regarding to email marketing. So we would join groups where I know my ideal customer is hanging out, and then it would search for terms, say Instagram plus the word problem. So if you're wondering, where do you find the search within groups? So when you join a group, you'll see, I think it's kind of under, it changes all the time, but you can just see there's a bar that says search in groups or search group. So also to find groups on Facebook, I think it's facebook.com/groups. And that's how you find it. Or if you just Google Facebook groups, that's what you will, you know, you'll come up with that link. So that's what I do, is search within that group and I search for those key terms relating to my business. So I go down through all those different posts then and I see, you know, what people are saying, what kind of words they're using to describe those problems. And that is how I find out, you know, what my struggles of the small business community or entrepreneur community is. So the next thing then is, if you know your ICA, your ideal customer avatar, you can grow your following. So getting to know your ideal customer avatar, you know exactly what type of content to create then on Instagram or on Facebook or on wherever you're posting online. So when you know who your ideal customer or client is, you know exactly what type of post to create and what type of captions will resonate with them. So by finding out those words that they're using to describe those problems, you can then take those words and use them within your captions, and you know that that's going to resonate with them because they already have, you know, used those words themselves. So also you can, you know, what type of content that they will share as well. So even go in and look in the groups and see what kind of content that people are interacting with a lot. So if you see a post and it has like hundreds and hundreds of comments underneath it, you know, it might be something like, I seen one yesterday in one of the groups that was like, share something beginning with the word A that you find difficult, and it was something relating to marketing. And then people had like automation, or they had like loads of different answers. So if you see posts like that, that are getting a lot of engagement, look at the post and really break it down and see, why is this getting so many comments, or why is it getting so much engagement, and see, can you take a version of that and make it for yourself? As I said, just look at the types of posts that are doing really well online. I mentioned that in last week's episode as well. And see, can you, you know, create your own version of that? Okay, so let's get going then with the questions that you need to answer in order to define your ICA. So I actually have a workbook available, defining your ICA. It's available on my website from today, which is Monday. So if you use the discount code marketing, you will get 10% off as well. So you can just fill out all the different boxes on the workbook, and you can actually, what I did is I took it out and I pasted it in my workspace just above my desk, so that I always refer back to my ideal customer avatar, and every time that I'm doing content, it actually gives me ideas, because I'm saying, oh, Rachel likes the US office, or she likes, you know, she's interested in soccer, or whatever the different things that she's into. So that's just a little tidbit for you. So the first thing is to imagine your ideal customer. You need to give them a name. You need to define what their age is and what their gender is. So when I say that you need to give them a name, you can give them a first name, you can give them a full name, you can call them whatever you want. But just think of a name for them so that when you're creating your content, you're visualizing that person. So Rachel is my ideal customer avatar. She's a made up person. She's not real, but I visualize her when I'm coming up on my content. Defining her age, pick a definitive age. Don't just say she's between the ages of 18 and 35 because it's not specific enough. It needs to be, you know, really specific and it needs to be an actual age. The next thing is to find her, their gender. Is it male? Is it female? Does it, you know, are you targeting male, female, non-binary? You know, you need to just define that and who that is. So the next thing is, what do they look like? So what color hair have they got? What is their eye color? What height are they? All those kind of things. So you can have a visual idea of who that person is. So for me, Rachel is 5'6". She's got brunette hair. She's got green eyes. And yeah, they're all the things about Rachel. So the next thing is, what do they do for a living? So are they, you know, an artist? Are they a coach? Are they a hairdresser? Are they a businessman? Are they, you know, what are the different things that they do for a living? And you need to be as specific as you can with this as well. So don't just say they're a coach. If you can say they're a coach for female entrepreneurs, or they're a beautician who specializes in facials, that kind of thing. So the next thing is, how much do they earn? So do they have disposable income? You know, are they in, what type of job are they in? Going into as much detail about that as possible. The next thing then is, what type of education do they have? Have they just done high school and left after high school? Or have they gone on to college? Have they gone to university? Have they got a PhD? Are they a doctor? You know, so going into as much detail as you can there as well. So the next question to ask then is, are they single? Are they married? Are they divorced? And what is their marital status? The next thing is, do they have kids? So what age are their kids then? If they do have kids, if they don't have kids, just write that they don't. What ages are the kids? And you can even go into as much detail as naming their kids if you want. You don't have to, but my ideal customer avatar doesn't actually have kids. So yeah, I don't have names for the kids. And the next thing is, where do they live? So what state, what county, what, you know, country? Really going in to find in the detail on that. And the next thing is, what type of books do they read? So are they into business books? Are they into fiction? Are they into chick lit? What type of books do they like to read? And as I said before, there will be a certain percentage of yourself in your ideal customer avatar. So some of these answers will come easily because you will know, or maybe there's a certain customer or client that you're dealing with at the moment and they are your dream customer or client, and maybe you're using them as a reference. So I've done that with clients before, that we've actually taken a physical person that comes into them and we've just not taken all of the details about them, but we've kind of imagined some of the details as well. So the next thing is, what are their favorite blogs? Do they like to read, you know, the mum blogs, or are they reading business blogs? Are they reading marketing blogs? What are the blogs that they like? What podcasts do they listen to? Hopefully they listen to The Marketing Guide, but I don't know. if you're listening anyway, you're my ideal customer avatar and you're listening to The Marketing Guide, so that's good. So what kind of podcasts do they listen to, or do they listen to podcasts? Next is, where do they spend most of their time online? So are they hanging out on Instagram? Are they hanging out on Facebook? Are they, you know, a Pinterest person? Are they somebody who just likes to come on and read blogs? Are they somebody that's like a lurker that like doesn't post to social media but consumes a lot of social media? Or are they on TikTok all the time? And looking really at how they consume social media. So are they, you know, spending a lot of time watching IGTV? Are they spending a lot of time watching Reels? What do they prefer? And you can even ask some of your current customers those questions as well when you're talking to them. Say as it's back to the salon owner, if you have somebody in and you're doing a wax on them or whatever, maybe just ask them, you know, where do you like spending your time online? Is it, you know, are you a TikTok person? Are you Instagram Reels? Or, you know, so you're getting a good idea of what your your customers really like, and then you can define that for your ideal customer avatar. So the next one is, what TV shows do they watch? And you might think some of these are kind of off the wall, and why would I need to know this about the person? But like, for me, I know that Rachel likes watching The US Office. I know she likes Parks and Rec, and I also love those shows as well, which makes it easy when I'm creating content then. But I know then that I can go and create a piece of content based around The US Office that is, like, I would create memes and stuff like that using The US Office, or in my emails I'd often use a GIF from The US Office because I know that she likes that show. And I am only talking to one person, so it doesn't mean that everybody is going to like that show, but my ideal customer does, so I will attract that person when I'm using those memes because I know that that's what they like, if that makes sense. So what TV shows do they watch? Are they consuming them on Netflix? Are they somebody who's on Amazon Prime, or do they watch Sky? How are they consuming their media as well? That's really important, because you know, you understand their habits online, how they're spending their time online, not only when they're, you know, consuming social media, but how they're consuming TV shows and stuff like that. So do they like to binge watch stuff? Because then you can say, right, they're really into watching 4 episodes in a row of something. Maybe I go and create some YouTube videos, a series of YouTube videos, or an IGTV series, that kind of thing. The next thing is, what movies do they like to watch? So this again, you can use these for memes. So I see a lot of people online would use I can't think of the name of the show. Mean Girls. So I see a lot of people using memes for Mean Girls because I know a lot of women like that show. Or the one with Elle, that she's the lawyer. I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, a lot of people are using those memes because you can relate to them and you know you like those shows. And when you see them, they're highly shareable as well. So people want to go share them. So define what kind of movies that they like to watch. Are they, you know, the funny comedy? Are they the girly movies? Are they the most serious crime-driven movies? That kind of thing. And because you can also create Instagram stories around all this content as well. Once you have a look and you have all this defined, you have a really good idea of who that person is, and creating content is going to be way, way easier. I'm getting a bit hoarse, sorry. I'm going to take a little drink. So the next thing then is, who inspires them? So are they looking up to influencers? Are they looking up to the likes of, say, Michelle Obama? Are they, you know, inspired by other businesswomen? Are they inspired by, you know, males? Maybe it's a male driven business. So who is actually inspiring them? The next thing then is, where do they like to shop? Do they like to go to River Island, or do they like to go to, you know, the big stores? Maybe you're in the States and you're like somebody who's a big fan of Target. Where are they shopping? So for clothes and groceries, that kind of thing as well. The next thing then is, what do they do in their downtime? So how do they spend their downtime? Are they, you know, sitting on the couch watching Netflix? Are they somebody that's, you know, going out having a massage? Are they, you know, at home? Maybe they're into Marie Kondoing, maybe they're home organizers, that kind of thing. So how are they spending their time off from working? The next thing is, what kind of music do they listen to? So are they into Beyonce? Are they more into folk kind of music? Are they into, you know, kind of the latest pop music? Or do they have a variety of tastes when it comes to music? And by defining this, you're really getting into the granular information. But you can then say, right, they are really into Beyonce. So then when you're creating Instagram stories and you're using the music sticker, you know that you can use a Beyonce song then, and it's going to resonate with them. They're going to enjoy it and they're going to like it. And you're going to attract more of your ideal customers then as well. So the next one is, what websites do they visit regularly? Are they on, you know, the Chive? Are they on, like, you know, one of the baby and mama websites if they're a new parent? Are they spending a lot of time reading, you know, different types of blogs on websites? Or are they, you know, going on and like wanting to learn stuff online? So what websites are they're going on to? And the next question then is, what brands do they like and why? And this is a really important one, because if it's somebody who is, say, at the higher end and you're selling a high ticket priced item and they're into those higher, you know, designer brands, by knowing exactly what brands they're into, you can kind of start to create your own brand and aspire to be a similar brand to those. And you know that if they are somebody that is, you know, has expensive taste, or that they have a lot of money to spend or a lot of disposable income, and that you are trying to sell a high ticket item to them, you know that they're a good fit then. And you know that you can create content around those brands as well. Or you can, you know, look at those brands for inspiration for what they're doing in their marketing as well. If that makes sense. So the next thing is, what are their core values? So what do they value? Do they value friendship? Are they honest? Are they truthful? Are they loyal? What are their core values? So I have some repetitive questions in here. I don't know why. What brands do they like, and why I have that in like five times for some reason. So what are their biggest problems? So, you know, as it relates to your business, what are they struggling with? So we've talked about that earlier on in the podcast. So the aim of this is to be crystal clear on who you're serving and what you can do for them. So by defining that ICA, you now know exactly who they are, what their interests, their hobbies are, where they're spending their time online. And that will give you all the knowledge that you need to know to create content that speaks to their problems. So it's important not to skip this step in business. Or if you think you have a good idea of who your ideal customer is, I'd advise you to sit down and do this exercise, because it will really, really help you. And it will help, you know, help you define that ideal customer and know exactly who they are. And it might prompt some ideas in your head as you're doing the exercise as well. That's everything with defining your ideal customer. So just to go back over what we kind of covered. So the first thing is, we talked about the importance of having an ideal customer avatar and why it's important to have one of those. We talked about the formula for Instagram success, which was your account plus your ideal customer plus content made for them equals paying customers. We talked about what an ideal client avatar was, the benefits of defining your ideal customer avatar, why you need to get clear on who you serve. We talked about the little tip I gave you then about finding their groups, and you would help find their struggles. So going to Facebook and going finding the groups that they are actually in. So I suggest doing that after you've defined who your ideal customer is and you have a really good idea of who they are. And then searching within the groups for keywords. So keywords relating to your business and relating to problems that they may be experiencing around your niche or your industry. The next thing then was that if you know your ideal customer avatar, you can grow your following because you're creating content that speaks to them. And then we went through the exercise of all the different questions of, you know, defining your ideal customer avatar, like where do they live, what is their age, how much they earn, all those kind of things. So that's it for this week's episode. So just before I go, I have another little review that was left on Apple Podcasts. So it was from Lorna, it's PDC Coaching, and Lorna is actually my coach. So that was really nice of her to go and leave a review. So she says, superb marketing info. So Laura's podcasts are so helpful and give you lots of ideas, tips and tricks to make it easier for you to market your business. Highly recommend for any small business / entrepreneurs. So thanks so much, Lorna. I really appreciate you leaving that review. And I know you do listen to the podcast as well. So just wanted to give you that little shout out. If you've enjoyed this week's episode, just pop me a DM on Instagram, or if you need help with defining who your ideal customer avatar is, just let me know. I will have that workbook up on the website as well if you want to get a copy of that, and if you use the code marketing you will get 10% off. So that's it for this week's episode. If you would go leave a rating and a review, I would really appreciate it. And as I mentioned, I will give you a shout out on a future episode. And apologies to anybody that did leave a review and I didn't see them until last week. I hope you have a great week, and I will see you in the next episode.